this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will go inside. I will leave this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace. Inside there is joy. Inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace. Inside there is joy. Inside there is sacred love. I will leave this life as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will leave this life as it is. Go inside to find my God. Go inside to find my God. I'll go inside to find my God.
And so I invite you, let us journey together to go to that upper room where consciousness abounds. And that upper room isn't our brain. That upper room that is in the chamber of our hearts. And so I just ask you to relax as much as possible, to sit back, take a deep, deep breath. Feel the waves of spirit as you inhale. Understand, feel it, that the presence of spirit just washes away our fears, our concerns, our worries. They may still be there, but it doesn't matter, because as we drink in and imbibe and in spirit, we move into that profoundly deeper understanding and knowing just who and what we are. Beloved, divine, children of God, descendants of the very spirit that we embrace at this moment. And as the song that took us into meditation says, we learn, we know that we are peace. We know that we are joy. And we know that we are love. And all of this plays out for us because in those knowings, we move into an aha awareness that nothing is impossible, that every potential is realized in spirit, And anything is possible in God. And so now we sit in that upper room and just allow ourselves to be. We say yes to Spirit, and we allow Spirit to do its thing. Engulf us. Embrace us. And we savor this experience now in some moments of quiet and silence. And now I gently prod you to return to an awareness of where you are physically, where you're sitting, the things around you. But you bring forth with you that upper room. You bring forth with you that consciousness, the words or the thoughts or the feelings that came to you in meditation. And so we return with a smile, maybe even a laugh. So grateful for this opportunity, the synergy of coming together and praying together. And coming deep, deep, deep from within our own hearts, we just close by saying, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. And now it's time for our offering, our awareness of participating in the sacrament of giving and receiving. For all of you who continue to contribute, make financial donations to us, we are so grateful, because we are going to reopen, and it helps keep our physical home, our spiritual home, in shape so that we can do so. But much more important than that, we are grateful for you, for all that you tithe in terms of your talents, your time, your energy, that blesses us and is really way more instrumental in not just keeping us going and maintaining us, but in helping us to grow. So please join with me in praying our affirmations. God is my instant, constant, abundant source of supply. Divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all the good that we are, we have, we give, and we receive. And we pray, thank you, God. Amen. I'm going to share with you now another Daniel Namath song, a rendition that's sung by somebody else. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm through asking where I'm going. I've been asking all my life. I've grown tired of all this wondering when everything seems to turn out right. So when my mind needs something to do, wants to know the future, I whisper this: I'm okay. I've always been, and I'll always be that way. So here goes nothing. I'm taking a chance. I'm opening up, knowing that I'm in good hands. Here goes everything. It's all on the line now, but I'm not afraid this time. Some say it's crazy, some say naive, to close my eyes, take a leap. But I know better, as I believe, even in the dark, my soul can see. 'Cause when my mind plays its usual, taking a chance, I'm opening up, knowing that